Hello and welcome to The Poetry of Science, a podcast which provides insight into new scientific research via the medium of poetry. I'm your host, Dr. Sam Illingworth, and each week I'll be introducing you to some of the latest scientific findings and sharing a selection of science-themed poetry. If you enjoy this podcast, then please consider giving it a rating and leaving some feedback in your podcast directory of choice. And if you really enjoy it, then why not share it with a friend? After all, we could all do with a little bit more poetry in our lives. In this episode, I'll be exploring new research, which has found that heavy snowfall and rain may contribute to some earthquakes. Beneath Notto's soil, tensions build where pressures seethe. A quickening pulse in the quiet, the clamour of swarms unseen. Seismic waves chart maps of trembling stress, creeping, crawling, crashing before the tide. Season's grip squeezes broken layers, every snowfall pressing deeper. A burden in white, suffocating silence, pushing the ground and urging release. The touch of winter, a sudden shudder, a quickening pulse in the quiet, the clamour of swarms unseen. This poem is inspired by recent research published in the journal Science Advances, which has found that environmental factors like heavy snowfalls may have an impact on earthquakes. The Noto Peninsula in Japan is currently experiencing an unusual surge in earthquake activity, with events occurring at a rate 10 times higher than the regional average. Understanding what causes these seismic swarms is challenging, as their underlying mechanisms are not yet clear. Over the past decade, there has been a concentrated effort to study the changes happening beneath the Earth's surface, especially the shifts in the stresses that cause earthquakes. This research is focused on observing how seismic waves travel through the Earth over an 11-year period to track changes in underground stress. Interestingly, the speed at which these waves travel increases over time but tends to drop just before a swarm of earthquake occurs. This pattern is influenced by seasonal changes, suggesting an environmental impact on the underground pressures. A sophisticated three-dimensional model was used by researchers to explore how these pressures build up and how they're affected by external factors like heavy snowfalls. It appears that these snowfalls significantly increase the stress on the Earth's crust, which might trigger these swarms. The findings of this study are important because they help us understand the link between environmental changes and earthquake activity, potentially improving predictions and safety measures for regions prone to seismic activity. Now that you've heard the science, let me read the poem to you again. Beneath Notto's soil, tensions build where pressures seethe, a quickening pulse in the quiet, the clamour of swarms unseen. Seismic waves chart maps of trembling stress, creeping, crawling, crashing before the tide. Season's grip squeezes broken layers, every snowfall pressing deeper, a burden in white, suffocating silence, pushing the ground and urging release. The touch of winter, a sudden shudder, a quickening pulse in the quiet, the clamour of swarms unseen. In this section of the podcast, I'd like to share a poem written by another poet on a topic related to the science that has been discussed so far. In this episode, I'll be reading Snowfall by Ravi Shankar. Ravi Shankar is an American poet who was born and raised in Virginia, holds a BA from the University of Virginia and an MFA from Columbia University. His notable poetry collections include Instrumentality, a 2005 Connecticut Book Awards finalist, and Deepening Groove, winner of the National Poetry Review Prize in 2011. Shankar has also won a Pushcart Prize and fellowships from both the McDowell Colony and the Connecticut Commission of the Arts. He co-founded and directs the online arts journal Drunken Boat and teaches for the New York Writers Workshop. Snowfall by Ravi Shankar. particulate as ash, New Year's first snow falls upon peaked roofs, car hoods, undulant hills, in imitation of motion that moves the way, static cascades down screens when the cable zaps out, persistent and granular with a flicker of legibility that dissipates before it can be interpolated into any succession of imagery. 1 hour stretches 60 minutes into a field of white flurry, hexagonal lattices of water molecules that accumulate in drifts too soon, strewn with sand, hewn into browning mounds by plough blade, left to turn to slush. Thank you for listening to The Poetry of Science. If you want to find out more about the scientific study featured in this episode, or read any of the poems in full, then please visit the show notes at scipoach.podbean.com. That's scipoach.podbean.com, where you can also find out how to get in touch with any questions or comments you might have. Thanks for listening.